Today is Thursday, May 19th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is sponsored by Credit Karma. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you. Apply with more confidence today. As of yesterday, the results of the Pennsylvania Senate Republican primary race are still too close to call, with Dr. Oz having a slight edge over former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick. There are still ballots left to be counted, and it's likely that the race will trigger an automatic recount and will not be called for a few weeks, which according to Dr. Oz is enough time to lose 25 pounds. Merrick Garland's Justice Department has finally asked the January 6th committee in the House for transcripts of their closed-door testimonies with over 1,000 people they've interviewed about the insurrection. We thought he'd never ask. This is important because while the House committee does not have the ability to pursue criminal charges, the Justice Department does. The committee has yet to reach a final agreement with the Justice Department on what will be turned over. Sounds to me like somebody procrastinated on the group project and now wants to copy everyone else's work. Speaking of the Justice Department, they sued Las Vegas casino mogul and Republican mega donor Steve Wynn yesterday, compelling him to register as an agent of China. They alleged that he leveraged his relationship with Donald Trump and his administration, to be fair, who didn't, to advance Beijing's interests in 2017. He was accused of acting at the behest of a Chinese official and of the Chinese government itself in making a request to Trump, likely with the hope of advancing his own business interests in China. You know, who would have thought that this is what your bottle service at Encore Beach Club pays for? The headlines have been so busy lately that we almost missed the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Ted Cruz on Monday in his challenge to a federal law that limits how political campaigns can repay candidates for loans that they make to their own campaigns. The court ruled 6-3 that Cruz was entitled to be reimbursed using post-election donations for money that he had lent his campaign pre-election. A federal law had formerly placed a $250,000 cap on the repayment of personal loans. So Cruz lent $260,000 to his campaign in 2018 in order to test the constitutionality of this regulation, which was intended to prevent corruption and self-dealing. But Ted has got to fund his stays at the Ritz somehow. And finally for today, the U.S. Soccer Federation has reached an agreement to pay and bonus its men's and women's teams equally. Groundbreaking. This comes after years of negotiations and resulted in agreements that will last through 2028. You know, I really don't want to hate on this, but considering the track record of U.S. women's soccer versus men's, for them to be paid fairly, they really need to be paid significantly more. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Credit Karma. Paying down debt can be stressful, especially when you need to keep track of multiple monthly payment dates. If you're tired of juggling due dates, consolidating with a personal loan could be your answer. That way, you'll have just one due date a month, and Credit Karma can help you find the best option for you. Credit Karma. Apply with more confidence today. And if you're ready to apply, head to creditkarma.com/loanoffers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loanoffers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loanoffers. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.